It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where we have been trying our best, I guess, over about 8 years now, to help people understand the complexity of who we are as human beings, because we're so much more than a body. I mean, that's the obvious part, but we are also a spirit and we have spiritual links. We are also emotional, and I think everybody recognizes that. And this recording is being done right before Christmas. And so everybody is either in the holiday spirit or dreading it. It's like one or the other for a great many people. And we are intellectual. So we hopefully keep learning something that's useful for our lives, for the lives of others, for our entire lifetime. And I always tell people that I hope when they're literally dying that they learn something. And maybe it's just that aha experience at the moment of death where you go, oh, wow, this is what it was supposed to be all about. And maybe that happens. I don't know that that's the fact, other than near-death experience. People tell us that that is true, but I personally don't know that. But, you know, let's see. Let's see what happens out there as we continue to grow as humans and understand, again, the complexity of who we really are in this lifetime. I have as a returning guest, Dr. Jeffrey Gross. And we were sharing, I have relocated to Wisconsin in the last 6 months. So I have not talked to Dr. Gross during that period of time. And I'm just kind of getting used to being in winter again. And it's a drizzly mixture out there today. We're supposed to get snow a little later. And then that is possibly turning to ice. So they're kind of concerned about people that are commuting someplace around 4 or 5 o'clock this evening, that it's not going to be the best of conditions. Also, I want to remind everybody that if you go to my website, which is synergyconnectionradio.com, all of the shows are archived there. There's about 460 or 70 shows. And Dr. Gross has been a guest on a number of them. So if you like listening to him today, please go back and find other shows where he's discussing who he is and what he does. And you'll be able to, you know, contact him. He does do YouTube, I guess, and Zoom. You have YouTube, I know, and you do Zoom calls with people that are consulting from across the United States, rather than having to get on an airplane and come and see you. And you can order all of the tests that they need and then figure out, okay, you're a good candidate. Come on out here and see me and I'll take care of you. And so that's great that you're able to do that. No Dr. Welby's today exist with house calls, not very often anyways that I'm aware of. Also on that website, you'll find a company that I've done business with that helps to support this podcast, and that's Boomers Forever Young. And they have some amazing products. A lot of those products have to do with anti-aging and reversing the clock, living. I guess a lot of people are using sort of a buzzword now of living in the age of immortality. And I don't know whether we want to live to be immortal. I mean, I guess if everybody you love could, then maybe it would be okay. But I always tell people it's like the Green Mile. You know, do you really want to watch everybody that you love die and you're still here? And I'm not sure about that. That's kind of a moral issue, I guess, that you have to come to grips with yourself. But we do live in an age where you can be healthy. And there is so much available to you in terms of stem cells, which we talk about with Dr. Gross. There's also red laser therapy, I guess, for people that have macular degeneration. There's just so much that's out there that we don't have to look at aging as, oh my goodness, I'm going to continue to decline, because you don't have to. That's an option. And if you don't want to and you have the ability not to do so, why not? Why not live a healthy life for as long as you possibly can? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So again, check out Boomers Forever Young. They have lots of products, a great many videos, and I think you'll find their website extremely interesting. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Gross. And
Thank you.
I know if I ever need your services, I'll be on an airplane coming out to see
Thank
you. So,
you for that. No, it's great. It's great to talk again. Thank you for having me back on the show.
I'm pleased to have you back, really and truly. And we're going to talk about peptides today. And I know that for a great many people, it's a word they kind of have heard, but they probably don't know a whole lot about what a peptide is. And the only thing that I can sort of share is that they're short chains of what are called amino acids. And an amino acid is one of the building blocks of a protein, right?
That's right. You have it
Okay.
right.
So I'm gonna just kind of let you run with it and I'll ask questions as I can.
Okay, great. Well, I'm happy to be on here and talking about peptides. Previously, I've talked about regenerative medicine, stem cells, exosomes, non-traditional approaches to longevity that are cutting edge. Well, there's been an explosion in what's called therapeutic peptides. And it's not new per se. If you look at our bodies are made up of cells and biochemicals, and some of those things that we make and rely on are proteins. Subsets of proteins would be enzymes that do specific functions in our body. So most of the higher functions of our bodies require different proteins. And we have genes in our DNA, and those genes tell our cells which proteins we need right now. And it says, genes for inflammation, genes to fight inflammation, things like that. And it turns out that the more primitive the protein, the smaller it is. And the smallest ones, usually less than 20 building blocks long. And you were right, Lucy, those building blocks are called amino acids. And we make amino acids biochemically. We also eat amino acids when we eat protein. So eating protein and making proteins could be different. Although some of the proteins we eat, then we break those down into amino acids in our gut, and then our cells take them up and reassemble them as proteins again. But the shorter ones with these amino acids that we make, by the way, some we don't make. They're called essential amino acids. You have to get them from food or supplements. Those amino acids together in about a 20 chain, or sometimes as few as two amino acids or three amino acids, are called oligopeptides. Oligo means short or few. So peptides that are 20 or fewer amino acids are oligopeptides, but for short, we call them peptides. So now you have the full sort of nomenclature on how we talk about these things. And these have been around. Insulin is a peptide, but more recently and very popular are GLP-1 agonists like
Those.
semaglutide, also known as Ozempic is a brand name,
Oh.
or tirzepatide, or the newest and more powerful and more effective one with less muscle loss is called retatrutide. So these are small therapeutic peptides that some pharmaceutical companies are calling drugs and bringing them to market as a drug, but they are peptides. Most peptides are naturally occurring. They're found in our body. They were identified in the body. Some come from glands, the endocrine glands like the thyroid or the thymus gland. Some are found in gastric juice. We'll talk about a very common one there too. And if just like we might concentrate stem cells and give them back to someone for a healing potential, we can concentrate or synthesize naturally occurring but identical to the biologic peptides and use them strategically. Okay. So I gave you a lot there. So if there's anything you want to unpack, Lucy, let me know before I keep going.
Wow. Okay. So let's say one that is a peptide that is absorbed into the thyroid. Is it strictly then for thyroid function?
Not always. It may be identified from the thyroid. It may have a lot of activity in the thyroid, but usually other cells in the body can benefit. And they may benefit in a different way or a similar way. These peptides can also influence which genes are called upon, because we want to influence which genes are called upon from all the genes, all the lots and lots of genes we have. And that influence can be done through lifestyle. That's called epigenetics, or it can be done, strategically through, genetic influence. So this is sort of a peptide epigenetics, right? Some of those work that way. Some of them bind receptors on the cell surface, like a GLP agonist, like a semaglutide or Ozempic, brand name. These are very popular now, and not just for losing weight, but some of them are showing benefit in reducing overall exposure to inflammatory damage in our body, slowing the aging process, reducing the risk of cancer that can be inflamed by that can be encouraged by inflammation, or dementia that can be encouraged by inflammation, or heart disease. The studies now that we've had these a while are very encouraging. To help monitor and control the amount of sugar we get exposed to, glucose we get exposed to, because our diet is way too sweet. Especially this time of year, Lucy.
I know the cookies, the cakes, all the desserts that are going to be out there for the next couple of weeks. Okay, so my familiarity with peptides is there is a product that Boomers has that's a barley, and that is an amino acid. Actually, it's already been pre-digested, and people use a scoop of it. And it's, 20 grams of protein per scoop. And so it goes into the body and it does reduce inflammation and it does remove toxins and it does build muscle. Ozempic obviously is a injectable. And
Yes.
so how many of the peptides are we talking about that are available? Yes, in food, yes, as a supplement, and yes, obviously as an injectable. Are we thinking that people need to be doing more of the injections? The one thing about Ozempic, and I know you know this, and Mounjaro, is it's good in that it'll help people lose weight because it takes away their appetite. A peptide, basically, my understanding is it tells you that, hey, you've given me something I need to use, which is a protein. Thank you. I don't need sugar. I don't need carbs other than maybe complex carbs. I can sustain myself on what you're giving me, therefore I lose weight. But at the same time, a lot of people are throwing up constantly on these drugs. And so they lose the weight. Their dentist isn't very happy because they have a lot of acid on their teeth. And so, they're going to have problems with dental issues. There's got to be a happy medium in here someplace.
Yeah, listen, the GLP medications work in part by suppressing your appetite. There are other biochemical effects, so they do more than that. They really reduce the sugar, that sugar toxicity, sugar inflammation in our body, in our cells. Yes, they slow the gastrointestinal tract. You can have nausea early on. That's not common, and it's easily mitigated by bringing down the early dose and adjusting to it. So in my practice, we use quite a few of those, and we only see some nausea at the very beginning, and then we just dial down the dose. We have to be precise about it. If someone is out there, giving, one size fits all medicine, here's the same dose for everybody, then yeah, they're going to have more trouble with it. But we have to be precise to do a good job. So that's really not as big an issue. Less than 1% of people have chronic issues with that. And then of course we'd stop it, try a different one. But back to your underlying question about injectables, many of the peptides that we use can come in an oral form, a topical form, an injectable form, but the injectables are the best delivery method. That doesn't mean there's a problem with the orals. It's just they don't get enough into your system. So for example, with the GLPs, there's an oral form, and the oral form you take daily, whereas the injectable you take weekly, because you need that much more orally to try to get that effect. And in my experience, the orals just aren't as good. And I've tried them. We've tried dissolving strips in the mouth, like the Listerine strips, but peptide strips. There are some labs working on a liposomal form that you can absorb and get into the cells. But we really are working at the biochemical level, at the cellular level. And injectable is for something bioactive is ideal. Remember, when you put a peptide in your mouth and you swallow it, the enzymes in your stomach break it down into amino acids. So by the time it gets to your bloodstream, you're just not getting enough of the active form.
Is this something, I mean, there are people obviously that have chronic weight issues, and some of it is familial and some of it is just, poor habits. But is this something that they're going to probably need to do for the rest of their life?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'll tell you my own story here is I wanted to lose a few pounds about 3.5 years ago. So I tried some semaglutide injectable. I like to try things before I give people advice on them. And it worked great. I lost the weight. But then when I went off it, I just, the food noise was back. So I've stayed on a low dose. I've since switched to retatrutide so I could put on more muscle, but I've switched to a lower dose. And I just stay on it. So I might take it the rest of my life, as long as I have the muscle mass and the
Well, I
and
mean,
that kind of.
that's the key, I think, in my thinking is we know that you lose about 1% of muscle mass every year after 50. Some people lose it earlier, and that can lead to all kinds of health issues down the road.
Yes, agreed.
So maintaining muscle, and that's what amino acids are going to do, is they're going to help you maintain that muscle mass. So it seems logical to me that you would be thinking about doing it for a lifetime.
Yeah, in part, yeah. These peptides are not giving me enough protein. I still take protein, but and you do have to exercise. But there are now peptides to help support muscle mass. So there are more strategies. We started here in our conversation with GLP-1s because people know about them. But there's a much greater depth of therapeutic peptides I'd like to kind of at least mention here so that your listeners have an idea of what's out there for them.
And not just going through the meat aisle, throwing steaks in their basket, huh?
Well, you need your protein, and we're now learning the different balance of amino acids is important, and creatine is an important source of protein, and we're seeing benefits in ongoing use of creatine to help reduce risk of dementia and heart disease and things like that, as well as maintain muscles. But let's talk about something we call the Wolverine protocol. So for we call this protocol the Wolverine protocol because of the comic book character, the Wolverine, who can heal himself. So we typically use the Wolverine protocol for injuries, recovery from stressful things like surgeries, or just going through a tough physical period. So the Wolverine is typically two, but sometimes three different peptides blended together. And when you put peptides together, we like to call them a stack. You're stacking them up, right? So the number one in that group is called BPC-157. That's the code for Body Protection Compound 157 that was first identified in stomach juice, gastric juice. And it turns out this small peptide has healing powers, especially in the musculoskeletal realm, but not just there. It's also very good for the GI tract and has anti-inflammatory properties. Its partner in crime in the Wolverine is called TB500. It's thymosin beta. first extracted from the thymus gland. And this has angiogenic and healing properties. Angiogenic means help to develop new blood vessels. So you take these two together if you're recovering from a sprained ankle or a car accident or a surgery. My wife and I take it nightly now, and I'll tell you a little story about us. We took our children and grandchildren to Disneyland about a month ago, and we now travel with our peptides. We have a little cold pack, and because you got to keep them refrigerated, we take them with us. And we decided we were going to take a Wolverine protocol every night at Disneyland. We were doing 20,000 steps a day, running the kids around, the grandkids around. By the end of the third day, our children, who are in their 20s and 30s, were sluggish. They wanted to go sit down. Their feet were tired. We were not. We were ready to do more. And you can use this strategically. So we travel with it just in case. We have it at home. We use it nightly. We use a little bit nightly, but if we are, spending more time in the gym or we overdid it at the gym, we'll take a little extra.
Wow, that is
Yeah.
impressive. So I'm curious, like, where are you getting that?
Well, we can get peptides through different sources that we have vetted. They can be obtained from compounding pharmacies. It's good to have a clinician guide you, although it's very democratized. People can get their own peptides online. I think there's going to be a shake up in the regulations on how that's done. But we always want to get them from a source that is either a compounding pharmacy or a research lab that has third-party testing to make sure it has no contaminants. It's at least 99%, pure. And that they follow all the cGMP practicing, which means it's clean lab. They document everything. It's, very good. And so you can buy these online, and then
Wolverine
you,
one, two.
yeah, Wolverine. You can buy the Wolverine online, and then you have to buy. It comes in a little vial with a little bit of, it's a powdered, material, and you have to buy sterile water on Amazon or wherever you like. And we teach people how to reconstitute it, add the fluid sterily to the mixture, mix it up, and then how to dose it, how much to take, either it's nightly or weekly, or some of the peptides from mitochondria we do 3 times a week. I have some patients, Lucy, with long COVID, and they've lost their energy, their mental, brain fog. So we help rebuild their mitochondria because the spike protein is damaging to the mitochondria. So we do one called SS31. It's a peptide. We do that first. Then we do a follow-up one. We finish that one, and then we for about a month, and then we do MOTS C, and that's one to build the inside of the mitochondria, and then gives you back sort of more efficient mitochondria, which is great for cellular health. There are some for skin, your skin quality. It's called the copper peptide, and you can inject it. You can put it topically. That one works topically on the skin as well. That's a great one. People are using it also in their hair serum to help for thinning hair. And this is just scratching the surface. There are peptides for tanning. There are peptides for libido. Don't want to get too far on your show and get outside your core area, but there are various things you can do with peptides.
That is fascinating. So, if somebody had a need for any one of those that you just mentioned, consulting with you seems like the answer because you would be able to prescribe what they need and probably the best place for them to get it.
Absolutely. We can guide them, coach them, teach them, help refine and how to dose it and everything, and how to inject yourself. We can give you a quick lesson. It's not that big a deal. It's a little teeny insulin syringe and needle, same as a Botox needle. It's just, after the first few times, it's a nothing.
What about somebody who has had cardiovascular issues? Maybe they've got a pacemaker, maybe they did the COVID shot and now they have AFib. Can they use this?
Sure. It
Okay.
could help. It could help their cardiac function. It could help their muscular function. There are some peptides that help you build muscle. You still have to exercise and eat your protein and the other good stuff you're doing, maybe some bioidentical hormone replacement, maybe some other supplements, what have you. But this can help you. One of them helps replace, encourage growth hormone secretion. And growth hormone helps you build muscle and also is anti-inflammatory, which is code for anti-aging.
It is code for anti-aging,
Yeah.
yes. So I think all of this is just really quite fascinating because, in a way, you have, I mean, we know of the bigger, like your stem cells that we've talked about in the past, but these, to me, are the fine-tune part of health. And so you can look at each part of your body instead of the whole body, but maybe look at a particular function that's not doing very well, identify it, and then take the appropriate peptide to change and improve whatever that function is. Am I understanding it correctly?
I think that's a great way to speak to it. And the right combination of things and getting it dialed in for the individual is the art of this, right? We sometimes we look at labs, sometimes we are trying to figure out someone's actual cellular pathways and what's maybe needs a little help or what needs to be quieted down. And these are a nice tool that aren't part of a typical traditional doctor's armamentarium, but these are naturally occurring, most of them. If they're not, if they're synthetic, it's usually one or two amino acids are switched to get an extra boost. And some of them, the really short ones, are called, we call them bioregulators. They usually work at the gland level. And there's a whole set of longevity facing bioregulators. One that stimulates the pineal gland, one that stimulates the thymus gland, which builds immunity. And you might every year you might do a month of this one, a month of that one, just kind of go through a cycle. It's I'm going to read the Bible every year. I'll start here, and I'll finish at the end of the year. And then next year I'll start over again and do the whole thing, right? So it's like that,
So it's a prescription for health, really.
Health and wellness and longevity.
All right. So I'm going to ask one more question because I can hear in the back of my mind somebody saying, well, what is this going to cost me? And if they are doing it, and I know it's going to depend on how many they need and what their issues are, but on an average, I mean, are we talking about, like $100 a month, $200 a month?
A couple $100, maybe. I think Wolverine it runs about $150 a month for one person, depending on the dosing. It's a little bit, it's not crazy. It's not as expensive as the regenerative medicine that we do, which is more expensive. But no insurance won't cover it. Yes, you can use your HSA and your FSA money. That might help.
Yeah, sure. I would think that it might. Okay. I love the concept. I really and truly do, because I'm all about staying young, staying, and I don't mean cosmetic young. I mean internally staying young and healthy, having the energy to go to Disney, to enjoy your grandchildren, to be able to do crazy numbers of steps every day and not be tired. I think that that is all, just absolutely amazing because we are here to enjoy life, in my estimation, and you can't enjoy it if you're, as they say, sick and tired, physically, emotionally. So at least this component gives back a sort of a rejuvenation of life. And, having a good mindset is going to be a part of it because obviously, if you just have the physical and you don't have the rest going for you, it's going to be tough too. So let people know again how they can get hold of you. I, of course, have your links right in the synopsis. It's always there for you too.
Oh, thank you. Our business is called Recelebrate because we're celebrating the renewal of your cells. And that's how you find us, and it's spelled RECELLEBRATE. And you can look us up at recelebrate.com or at Recelebrate on all the social channels. I think we've cornered the internet with that word since we invented it. So very few people are trying to steal it at this point. So you should be able to find us easily.
All right. Thank you so very much for being on the show again.
Thank you.
I love having your concepts, your ideas, because they're cutting edge. They're out there saying we can be so much more than
Yeah.
what we can be. And I love that. So
I do
thank
too.
you very
Thank you.
much.
Thank you for having me, Lucy. I appreciate it.
So everyone, please do share this show with family and friends. Let people know about Dr. Gross. And he is available for consultation, and you can schedule a Zoom session and go from there and see how can you become a better you at whatever age you might be at this point in time. And join us next week as we celebrate some other part of your life with you. Go out there and have a beautiful Christmas, a beautiful New Year's, and may 2026 bring everyone happiness and health. Talk to you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.